Welcome to Hudson Valley Word of Mouth. I'm your host, Julia Jorn, and I live and work in Round Top in beautiful Greene County. Come along with me as I meander through the Hudson Valley, the Northern Catskills, the Capital Region, and beyond to interview the people behind the special spots and hidden gems that make our area of New York State and our collective community both distinct and diverse. You'll likely discover that you don't have to travel too far to pay them a visit. They may already be in your own backyard or just around the corner. And I'll bet their place might turn out to be that one certain destination you keep meaning to check out. So I'm here to remind you, put it on your list. Together we'll meet shop owners and small business owners, curators, designers, and artists, chefs, farmers, and culinary experts, and other creative entrepreneurs. We'll hear their own personal stories, learn about their unique offerings, and hit them up for their own local recommendations. Thanks for listening. Today I'm in the historic river town of Cooksackie to meet with Justine Post, one of two sisters who own Mansion & Reed, a quintessential general store that opened in 2017, was then revamped and reopened in 2021. We're sitting here in a sunny window here on the main street. I hear your refrigerators and freezers yes. humming in the background. There's so much in this shop that specializes in sourcing goods locally from New York, New York State farms, local makers, and has really been a part of this town's revival. The store offers everything from coffee to craft beer, a daily selection of bread and pastries, plus eggs and cheeses and ice cream and pasture-raised meats and plenty more from the region. Okay, so Justine, to start, how did you find Cooksackie? Oh,
yes. We grew up in South Carolina in Charleston. But we actually found Cooksackie many years ago. The final year after high school, we did a bunch of volunteer programs and worked on the sloop Clearwater that went through all these Hudson Valley river towns, and one stop was Cooksackie.
What did that do?
And the Clearwater is an educational boat. It teaches kids about environmentalism and conservation. So we were sailing apprentices for a month. And we sailed from Yonkers all the way up to Albany. And,
so you were living on the boat?
We were living on the boat,
on
yes.
the Hudson River?
Yes. And wow. And we always remembered Cooksackie because we stopped and stayed overnight and someone let us use their shower. And so we always remembered that, and we remembered it being a beautiful little town that looks actually exactly the same as it did then. That was in like 99. We remembered the big, beautiful park, and at that time Patrick Henry was open. So we remembered getting something to drink there, even though we were possibly underage.
I remember that. That was a great right. little corner bar, right?
Yes, right. A little dive bar mm-hmm. that had been around for decades, probably since, I don't know, the 50s or 60s. And everyone remembered it fondly. And so we remembered it as well, you know, all these years later.
So being a sailing apprentice in high school,
right.
and now fast forward to being a small business owner, yeah. what did you do first?
We actually went to school in Massachusetts. We always loved the Northeast. We went to Hampshire College.
You both went to the same school?
We did. Same artsy, great liberal arts school. And then I moved to the city for a long time and ended up getting my MFA in poetry and worked at various nonprofits, and then actually moved to Houston, Texas for my PhD in poetry. And during that time, Leah was also getting her MFA, so we lived apart for like 15 years doing different things. I was in New York and Houston. Leah was in like London and Philadelphia and Charleston. And then she eventually opened an artist collective in Brooklyn, which had artist spaces and a gallery and events and things like that. But she was only renting. So eventually when she started to get priced out, the rent started doubling basically. And it was in Greenpoint, so it started getting fancier. So then at that time she realized maybe she would prefer to buy something, and we'd always both loved upstate New York.
I can't believe you're coming from the poetry, but we have right. a resident poet here
right,
in
yes,
Greene
yes.
County. And to go from the creative arts and an artistic background
right.
into owning property,
right.
real estate, and now owning your own small business.
Right, yes. So it's a little bit of a strange leap, but it made sense. Lee actually studied photography and art, but she kind of started to enjoy the kind of art of renovation. So that's why we liked these old buildings so much. And me, I got my PhD, so the thinking was that I would end up getting a teaching job, but I sort of graduated at the wrong time and there were no teaching jobs. And I sort of realized that maybe I just wanted to run my own business.
Wow.
And with my sister, I left Houston to come here and she left Brooklyn to come here. We met together and decided to get these buildings and become landlords and small business owners. And
and when you first acquired the buildings, did you know that your vision was to have a general store? Did you feel like the town was maybe missing something like that?
Yes. We had four storefronts and this one was empty. This beautiful open storefront was here. We knew we wanted to do something that would kind of be a little bit of a community center. We weren't exactly sure, but after living here for a while, we realized we wanted somewhere to get like milk and eggs and bread and coffee. There was no real place to get coffee nearby. So then we sort of just kind of percolated and realized that was something that we could do. We always loved food and loved local food and buying everything organic and probably living in the city where you could go to a corner store. So we kind of wanted to replicate that here in Coxsackie.
And have you sensed that your general store acts as a community hub?
A little bit. Yeah. I think so. We're open kind of longer hours. Most places before we were here would close at 2, and now we have the bottle shop and a few other places that are open more hours. But at the time, we were kind of the only thing open. But definitely people come in and get coffee and ask us what's happening in town, and people meet each other in the shops. Somehow having a coffee shop, I think, is a good community feeling
that.
For some reason. I'm not sure.
Coffee is a great connector.
I think so, yes.
I mean, just sitting here in your window,
right,
we can see everything from the library at the top of Main Street, which is
basically the corner of Mansion and Reed, which is hence our name.
And then, of course, I love the bottle shop, the wine shop.
Yes.
And then going down, there's a new bookstore, there's restaurants. And then, of course, from your store, it's a quick walk to the Hudson River.
Yes.
That's a great anchor to this historic town.
Right. So we are almost literally right in the center of town. So we can have these big windows. We can see everything that's going on. And
the people going by.
Yes. Yeah.
Stopping in.
Right.
So historically, what was this building back in the olden days?
It has always served as sort of a general store. So that was sort of why we realized that maybe we would like to bring a general store back. We know in the 50s, it was the Marion store, which had like fabric and pots and pans and dishes, more of a variety store. And then after that, I think it was Vermilier's, which was also a general store, so they had hardware and stuff, but they also had a lunch counter and maybe soda counter, I think we heard. So actually we put in a new counter, and someone recently came in and they were like, oh, you put the counter back.
Really?
So so it's where it was, so you can actually see the outlines of stools. So it was kind of nice to realize we were bringing back a little bit of something that used to be here. And
without knowing
without quite knowing it, yes.
Yeah. But I do love that element of your renovation to have this great counter right in the middle of the store.
Right, yes.
And then have the walls surrounded with all of this great stuff that's been
sourced,
from around the region and beyond.
Yes. Yeah, we try to do mostly local, but we have sort of expanded a little bit to support great small businesses from all over, but we try to do mostly Northeast, but some of them are a little farther away, but that's okay.
What has been the most fun and the most challenging about running your own small business? And I'm assuming you get along great with your twin sister.
Yes, luckily. I know, I think we realized that we could have ever done it with anyone else. Basically, we've always been good friends. We went to college together and we were apart for 15 years, so it was fun to like come back together. We're like the twins again. Somehow we make it work.
Who does what?
I do most of the sourcing of all the inventory, and Leah does more of the accounting and sort of the background stuff like that. And then we both, of course, work in the shop and make the coffee.
Do your customers get you a little confused every once in a while?
Yes, all the time. Mm-hmm. Yes. We had name tags, which felt silly, but we lost them in the renovation, so we need to get them back.
Maybe you just answer to both names.
If you're a twin, it happens all the time. And the fun part is building something from the ground up. There was nothing here before, and we sort of dreamed up this business and just sort of making it really our own. And then, of course, getting to know the community, all the newcomers come to town, and all the locals come to town, but opening the business has felt like we became a real part of the community, which has been very rewarding. It's definitely a small town, so sometimes people wonder why we opened.
Wonder why?
They're like,
the culture has gotten used to big box retailers moving into small towns.
Right.
And to have the alternative to a big box retailer here in Greene County, I think, is so important.
Yeah.
And someone I actually interviewed in Lexington, which is a population of just a couple of hundred people.
Wow.
And what they're working on is to start their own very small general store in the community, coming from the needs of the community.
Right.
So listening to what the community needs. So they're very excited to have their own small general store that they can walk to in town.
Right. Yeah. And we really like being able to source locally, so the dollars that are spent in the community, and we can support the other small businesses who are trying to make a go of it here in Greene County and the surrounding counties.
Well, it was great to read about your store in a larger article in the Times Union that talked about the revival of the general store in all of these towns. And from what I understand, it's the same need in every town. It's kind of like coming full circle after big box retailers, which, you know, in some ways, I get it. They do employ people from the community.
Of course.
But the money doesn't really go back into the community in the same way that a small business can be completely full circle. The people who work there, the things that you're sourcing, the things that people are buying goes directly back into the people who are doing the work and making the things. Making the food and making the cheese.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and before we opened, we did a little tour of great general stores. Otto's in Germantown sort of revived the town center. We wanted to do kind of the same thing for Coxsackie.
Otto's is a great example. What were the other general stores you went to visit?
Circle W, of course.
In Palenville.
In Palenville. Wonderful, perfect, beautiful general store that's been there for many years.
Time.
We went to Cold Spring General Store, which was much different. So it's nice how each general store can kind of change according to the town needs. And then since then, some other ones have opened, since we've opened. So we've checked out Random Harvest, which is more of a recent one.
That's opened in Columbia County, over on the other side of the river.
Right, yes, yeah. and there's someone else who's come to us for advice, who's going to be opening one in Rensselaerville eventually.
Excellent.
So we don't mind giving advice on opening your own general store.
We need more general stores.
I know.
Here in Green County.
Yeah,
every town should have a general store.
I know. A new general store just opened, Athens General Store, right in Athens, like 8 minutes away.
8 minutes away? Well, I'm going to head there on my way back home to Round Top.
Very good.
Thank you, Justine.
Thank you so much. Okay. Great to talk to you.
Thanks for tuning in to Hudson Valley Word of Mouth. If you're interested in checking out an ongoing list of local recommendations, or if you have recommendations of your own to share, go to my Instagram at roundtoprecommends or visit the Wave Farm website at wavefarm.org for the Hudson Valley Word of Mouth segment archives and how to reach me. Talk to you next time.